So let's just relax the body, a little softness in the knees and the feet. But then begin to really become aware of your feet being planted. Don't know what happened. Okay. And let's go ahead. A nice big inhale and keep the arms up overhead. Interlace your fingers and press the hands towards the sky. And let's just visualize the breath moving into the nose, the throat, the heart, and the belly. And then out again, belly, heart, throat, and nose. We refer to this as the superhighway of the breath. Nose, throat, heart, and belly. And then out again, belly, heart, throat, and nose. And then just go ahead and allow the arms to just float down and notice all the energy that you're feeling circulating through the arms there. And relax the shoulders. We'll step the left foot behind the right and find your balance here. And then we'll inhale the arms up again. We'll go ahead and grab hold of the left wrist and side bend towards the opposite wall there. And really open the side body, noticing the breath again along your superhighway. Allow it to be smooth. And then inhale up, step your feet back, release the arms. Other side, stepping the right foot behind the left. Finding your balance here on both feet. Inhale, raise the arms up, grab hold of the right wrist, and side bend towards the windows. Big stretch of the right side of the body. Inhaling, super highway, nose, throat, heart, and belly. And then inhale, step back, release the arms, draw the shoulders forward, up on the inhale, and back and down on the exhale. Again, forward, up, back and down. And last one, forward, up, back and down. So let's bring the hands together in front of the heart center, soften at the knees. We're just going to do a forward fold. So we'll inhale, sweep the arms up overhead, stretch as high as you can, and exhale, bend the knees as much as you'd like to, fold over the legs. And then bring the hands up halfway so they rest on top of the knees or above the knees, roll the shoulders back. And then exhale, fold over again. And then ground your feet into the earth with a big inhale as you bring yourself all the way up again. And glide the hands down the center line. Connect to your breath. So we'll do that again. So we inhale, reach all the way up, stretch, stretch, stretch as much as you can. Exhale, we call it swan dive over the legs. Inhaling halfway up, roll the shoulders back, straight spine. Exhale, fold again. And then inhale, feet plugged into the earth, all the way up, all the way up, all the way up. And glide the hands down the center line on the exhale. Beautiful. So we'll bring our hands to our hips for the moment. And we'll roll the shoulders back. We'll do some standing cat-cows. So we can go ahead and sweep the arms forward as we round the back, draw the belly in, and nod the head, bringing the chin towards the sternum. And then sweep the arms back as you come the other way. Rolling the shoulders back, looking only as high as where the wall meets the ceiling. And then rounding again, sweeping the arms forward, dropping the head, draw the belly in, round the back. And again, other way, sweeping the arms back behind you, roll the shoulders back, lift the heart, press the hips forward. One last time, rounding as you come forward. And finally, press into the earth, arching gently as you come back. And then go ahead and relax everything. Now let's step the right foot forward. Keep the left foot back so you're standing on a train track. Find your balance here. So if you'd like, you can bring your hands behind you and just grab hold of your wrists. Or if you want to interlace your fingers behind you, you can do that too. Let's roll the shoulders back and step as far in front as you feel comfortable. As long as you feel balanced, you might want to step off the cushion. The cushion would be a little bit squishy. So we roll the shoulders back, take a nice big inhale into the heart. And then on the exhale, we're going to hinge forward. You'll feel a lot of sensation behind that front leg. Try to let the neck and head be relaxed. Keep drawing that right hip back and that left hip forward. And try and let go of the head. So just relax the neck here. So noticing the sensation behind that leg, breathing into that space. Big inhale and exhale. And then find your feet, press into both legs. Inhale, come back up again. Release the hands and step back, shake out, shake out, shake out the arms. So we'll come to the other side, stepping the opposite foot forward again on your train tracks. And again, you can bring the hands in the same position. If you want to interlace your fingers, maybe this time try bringing the thumb, opposite thumb on top. Gets a little weird, feels a little weird. Roll the shoulders back, inhale, plug into that left big toe, look where the wall meets the ceiling, and then begin to exhale and hinge forward, folding over the legs, drawing that left hip back, lot of sensation behind that leg probably. Breathe into that stretch. Relax the neck and head. If you want, you can nod your head, yes, 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 here, or shake your head, no, 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 whatever feels good for you. And then press your feet into the floor as you inhale yourself back up again. Release the hand, step back. So one more pose before we continue. So we step the feet nice and wide. And we're gonna come into some side lunges. So we're going to bend the left knee, press the hands into that knee as you stretch that right leg all the way out. And then press into the earth as you come back up. And we come to the other side, lunging the other way. Big stretch, you'll feel it on the inside of that extended leg. Inhale, come back up again. Squeeze the glutes. Let's go back down the other way. Maybe not, it doesn't matter. Today. And then press into the feet, inhale up, other side. Woo. Inhale, come back up. Let's bring the heels in, open the toes, open the knees, place the backs of the hands against the inside of your knees, press gently, and see if you can squat a little bit. Breathe. Doesn't matter how far you go. Just breathe with it. Draw the tailbone down. And inhale, bring yourself back up again. Great job. Step the feet back and forth. Just march that out a little bit. And stay standing, please, if you don't mind. Thank you.
Thank you, Karen. Actually, our yoga stretching will end with bowing practice. Arms to your side, all the way up. Down to your heart center. Release your shoulders, your feet close to each other. And we'll make this bowing practice to the Dharmakaya Buddha Fourfold Grace, which we can see up here as circle image. We call this Dharmakaya Buddha Fourfold Grace. We'll make today full bows. I bow in gratitude to the grace of heaven and earth, honoring the infinite beneficence of nature and the universe. I bow in gratitude to the grace of parents, honoring the beneficence from parents, ancestors, and all those who have had a nurturing role in my life. I bow in gratitude to the grace of fellow beings, recognizing the truth of interconnectedness. I bow in gratitude to the grace of laws, which protects us and promotes justice. Now please turn to your neighbor and we'll greet each other with our smiles. And be seated. Take your time to adjust your body on your mat or in your chair. We'll practice sitting meditation for 25 minutes, followed by Yongju prayer and sutra chanting meditation. This morning, our member Won Seung-yong Pete will give us how to sit and how to enjoy our sitting meditation.
The method of sitting meditation is simple and easy. Sit comfortably on the floor or in a chair. Breathe in, grab all your tension, and breathe it out. Open up your chest and heart, stretch up tall, and align your spine from your neck to your tailbone. Relax your shoulders and arms, then allow your hands to rest on your knees. Bring all your attention to your breath. As you exhale, release all mental and physical tension. Invite your attention to abide in your qi energy field, which is called Tanjin. This is located about 2 inches below your navel and is the power center for your breathing. Open your eyes and gaze downward over the end of your nose and to the floor. Keep your mouth closed and allow the tip of your tongue to rest gently against the roof of your mouth. When your mind is concentrated and calm, pure and clear saliva may gather in the mouth. You may swallow it. Relax your facial muscles and notice your gentle smile. If your face or body begins to itch, do not scratch. This is just a sign of the energy circulating in your body. Simply note the itching and let it pass. If your legs ache unbearably, you may change position very slowly and quietly so that you maintain a calm stillness and do not interrupt others. When thoughts arise in your mind, do not be discouraged or disturbed by them. Simply focus on your breathing without reacting to or playing with those thoughts. Recognize them as thoughts. They will disappear by themselves. And remember, keep bringing your awareness back to your Tanjin breathing center. If you continue practicing meditation for a long period of time, you will rest in the realm of samadhi, deep meditation, in which the mind is calm, concentrated, perfectly focused, and at peace, with no distinction between self and others, time and place. We are grateful to sit quietly together, finding the still point within. May we be here now, aware of our ever calm and alert spirit.
your chant, Yongju, page 3.
Page 3, Yongju. Yongju. Shimjong man sayo ya shimtung chanji yo wadung ilche ayo chanji dung shimjong chanji yongi ya shimjong man sayo ya shimtung chanji yo wadung ilche ayo chanji dung shimjong 천지형기야 심정 만사여이야 심통 천지여와 동일체하여 천지동심정 천지형기야 심정 만사여이야 심통 천지여와 동일체 아여 천지동심정 천지형기야 심정 만사여이야 심통 천지여와 동일체 하여 천지동심정 천지형기야 심정 만사여이야 심통 천지여와 동일체 하여 천지동심정 천지형기야 심정 만사여이야 심통 천지여와 동일체 하여 천지동심정
Join your palms together. Let us read prayer for world peace. Grace of heaven and earth, grace of parents, grace of fellow beings, grace of laws. O Dharma Kaya Buddha, fourfold grace, may we take refuge in Dharma and be filled with compassion and wisdom. May we transform delusion into wisdom, greed into generosity, resentment into gratitude, discord into harmony, and hatred into compassion. May all nations grow and benefit mutually. May the strong help the weak and evolve according to Dharma. May all those who have died from world conflicts and disasters be delivered through all obstacles and be at rest. May there be peace throughout the world, and may all beings enjoy tranquility and happiness, living in their original true nature. This we pray with our whole hearts. Sutra chanting, page 4 and 5. 이론상바 이원 is the realm of samadhi, beyond words and speech, the gateway of birth and death, transcending being and none. The origin of heaven and earth, parents, fellow beings, and laws, the true nature of all Buddha's enlightened master, enlightened people, sentient beings, still one manifests as both permanence and impermanence. Fused as permanence, still one unfolds into an infinite. That is ever abiding, spontaneous, just as it is fused as impermanence, one unfolds into infinite world through cycle of formation, duration, decay, and and extinction of the universe and the birth aging illness, death of all beings according to how we use our minds and bodies. In the four forms of birth we transform through six forms of existence, progressing or regressing, rising from harm or harm from grace. Therefore, unawakened beings vow to practice wholeheartedly, modeling ourselves after it once hung. Dharmakaya Buddha, by cultivate our minds and bodies, deeply knowing human affairs, universal principles thoroughly, and using our minds and bodies skillful, thus progressing rather than regressing, and receiving grace rather than harm, until attain the great empowerment of everyone and become one with the nature of everyone. Heart Sutra. The Bodhisattva of great compassion, when deeply practicing Prajnaparamita, realize the five aggregates are empty, and thus became free from all suffering and distress. Chariputra form does not differ from emptiness. Emptiness does not differ from form. Form is emptiness. Emptiness is form. Same is true of sensations, perceptions, pulses, and consciousness. So Shariputra, dharmas are empty. They do not appear or disappear. Untainted or pure, do not increase or decrease. Emptiness, no form, no sensations, no perceptions, impulses, no consciousness, no eyes, no ears, no nose, no tongue, no body, no mind, form, no sound, no smell, no taste, no touch, no from over ear, nose, tongue, body, oh mind, consciousness, no ignorance, extinction of ignorance, no old age and death, no extinction of them, suffering, no cause of suffering, cessation of suffering, no past, no wisdom, attainment with nothing to attain. The Bodhisattva realize Prajnaparamita, therefore the mind has no hindrance with any hindrance, no fears exist free from delusion. Dwells in Nirvana, all Buddhas of the past, present, and future will lie. Prajna Paramita and attain supreme enlightenment. Therefore, know that Prajna Paramita is the great mantra, is the great turning mantra, is the unsurpassed. Only gold mantra which is able to eliminate all suffering. This is true, not false. Proclaim the Prajnaparamita mantra which says gone, gone, gone beyond. Far beyond, now awaken, gate, gate, para, gate, para, sam, gate, buddhisvaha, gate, gate, para, gate, para, sam, gate, buddhisvaha, gate, gate, para, gate. Parasamgate Buddhisvaha.
Now clasp your fingers. Let us do fingers and arms stretching. Wiggle your shoulders. Bring your arms up high. Wiggle to your side and stretch. Hands back of your head. Arms down. Shake your hand, shake, shake, shake. So we have brief movie time during a Cathy's talk. So we're all set. Join your palms together. Let us welcome Cathy Wonjian. Her talk title is Cutting Through the Bodhisattva Ideal.
Good morning. You hear me okay? So every time before I get up here, my heart starts to race a little bit. And then I look out and really this is the most beautiful, I always say this is the most beautiful view that I know. So we chant every single Sunday the Heart Sutra. And have you really read and listened to the words in that sutra? So the sutra begins, the first few words is about Avalokiteshvara. So he is the Bodhisattva of great compassion. So what I want to talk about today is what is a Bodhisattva? And who is the Bodhisattva of great compassion? So when I was in my early 20s, I went to my very first Buddhist retreat, and the first thing I heard was a teacher being introduced, and they said, "This is a great Bodhisattva." And when he finished talking after the session, I turned to my neighbor next to me and I said, "What's a Bodhisattva?" So he then told me that a Bodhisattva was a person who vows to attain enlightenment, to relieve all beings of suffering. So at that very moment, I felt like I had heard like what I wanted to be when I grew up. Like, that's what I want to be. I want to be that, right? So it was like, I'm gonna be that. I'm gonna save the world, right? I'm gonna relieve all the suffering in the world. That sounds great. Sounds like a good job. So it was like I put on kind of a little invisible superhero cape, right? And for many months after that, I kind of walked around proudly, you know, with my invisible superhero cape, my newfound status. And the thing that it did do, that sort of inspiration did, was it did help me to practice more. I had a direction. So it did help me practice. It helped me pray harder. It helped me go to more retreats. So I did do that. And I took my bodhisattva vows. There are vows. And then I sat in the very front row with my crew. So we had a crew of lineage students. And we were all very young, and we all felt very important, and our practice was very serious. We all sat up very, very straight. However, about a year into this, we all sat in the front row in a room like this with about 100 people, and we waited for our teacher to come give a talk. And he came in and he sat down to give a talk. And instead of giving a talk, he leaned in and he scowled at us. And he said, "You wear those clothes, you wear your beads, you talk about Buddha, you got anything else to say?" And the room sort of laughed and people sort of, you know, we kind of giggled, but actually in that moment I felt the cut. So he then said, very sternly and gently, he said, "Bodhisattva on the inside." So it was in that moment that I metaphorically looked at my superhero cape. So, you know, Superman has an S, right? That signifies super. But Bodhisattva, what is Bodhisattva initials? Bodhisattva has my, at least my cape had a B-S. A bodhisattva, BS. It's true. So my teacher in that moment cut through my BS. So I felt really humbled and I actually felt embarrassed. You know, I felt called out. So not only did I feel like I lost my teacher's approval, which I so much wanted, but I also lost a sense of superiority, my pride. And my specialness. And yet, it was beautifully crushing. So I knew three things after that day. The first thing was that I wanted nothing else more than the ability to cut through my ignorance, to cut through my self-importance, to cut through my sense of self in general. And so the vow that I took wasn't just a vow I took once, but that it was a vow that was living in my every moment. The second thing I knew was I needed my teachers, and I needed my Dharma friends, because we can't always see ourselves. And this is really one of the major things that are very important about a teacher-student relationship or our Dharma friends, is that it's hard. Sometimes we're not alone on the practice, and sometimes we get lost, and we need our friends and our teachers to guide us back, to cut through our delusion. So it reminded me, last week I was in Philadelphia, and I looked out the window, and there were two geese together. And if you've ever seen geese sort of in a field, anywhere, if you ever anywhere see geese at any time, there's one eating, there's one watching. Always. They're never, ever just all eating and hanging out, always one watching. So we need, at times we can't be watchful of ourselves. And we need to be, you know, at least I know I needed to be open to this, because it's not always easy to feel that from your teacher or feel that from our Dharma friends. And the third thing was that I didn't know what a bodhisattva was. Not really. You know, I needed to practice more. And I didn't know truly what it meant, bodhisattva on the inside. So when I came to the One Dharma Center, One thing I knew is I was definitely not going to sit in the front row, because that was, no. So I kind of sat in the third row, and then I made my way to the back. You'll see me always sit in the back. But you know what happened? I realized that humility can mask as ego too. So the more I practiced, the more I saw my own reflection and saw that I still had on my super bodhisattva cape, right? So I can have just as much, if not more, self-importance at the back of the room than I can at the front. So I think this really is so important to me, and important for us all as practitioners, as humans, because we do get to a point in our practice when the obstacles kind of change and shift, right? Because we start to, one aspect is we really start to practice regularly. We start to know something. We start to get the lingo down. We got it. You know, we got, we know it, right? There's a little bit of that, a little bit. But the thing that happens is, you know, even though our choices are better, even when we see that our, maybe we're not as reactionary, things, it's working, we're advancing, we are. Or we make choices about our lives that are better. Maybe we eat all organic, or maybe we, you know, those kind of things that we think are good, and they are good. It's all lovely. However, we have to be cautious, because this is the moment when the lines of discernment and judgment start to get blurred. So our humility then becomes our rightness. And we attach and we grasp onto we are right and they're wrong. And it's subtle. It's careful. This is why in our practice we check our mind. We check our mind. It's so important to do that all constantly. So that rightness takes center stage. We then lose our compassion, our deep equanimity, the bodhisattva of great compassion. And in its place, we develop new judgment. That needs to be cut away. So new labeling. So even when we make a wise choice, if our next thought is one of someone else being wrong, then maybe all we did is swap one type of self-importance for another. And if that super BS cape goes undetected, we suffer. Because we've caused separation in our minds. And then sometimes our faith wavers in our teachers, in our tradition. And we pull apart their words, and we search, then we jump. I need a new tradition. I need a new religion, another book, and on and on and on and on and on. When our teacher master, Sotosan, he tells us that all religions come from the same source. There are many paths, and there's one truth, right? So, and all enlightened teachers are also pointing to the exact same place, pointing back to limitless life, pointing back to our practice, pointing us back to our true nature. All enlightened teachers are doing the same exact thing in their way. So this is why we have the Ilwan song, which is covered now. The circle, the one circle image. Because it symbolizes and points us back to our path, the path of practice, and to our true nature. It reminds us to keep practicing. And all the answers we seek can be found in our practice. We have what we need. So years ago in this very room, during retreat, I asked Venerable Juxinim, who is the head Dharma master of One Buddhism USA, and he lives here. I asked him, I wanted to ask him a question during retreat. And if you have ever heard his Q&As, he gives wise, thoughtful, really thorough and beautiful answers, right? However, I had this question and I kept rambling on, and his translation looked at me and said, "Keep practicing." That was the shortest, still to this day, answer I've ever heard him give. It is also my favorite. There is no greater answer and no greater gift than a teacher that will point you back to practice. So in the Heart Sutra, we go back to the Heart Sutra. It says, the Bodhisattva of great compassion when deeply practicing Prajnaparamita. Practicing. So he, she is practicing Prajnaparamita, which means the perfection of wisdom. The ability to see or cut through or shine a light on the nature of reality, what is as it is. And this is one of the six paramitas, our perfections. So in Reverend Yu's book, Thunder of Silence, which is based on the Heart Sutra, he says, as long as we practice with a vow to help others, we are the Bodhisattva of great compassion, and we become the leading figure in the Heart Sutra. So instead of talking a little bit more about that, I want to show you, I'm going to get out of the way so I can show you a video. Movie time. It's movie time.
เขาจะได้อะไรถ้าเขาทำแบบนี้ทุกวันเขาจะไม่ได้อะไรเลยไม่ได้รวยขึ้นไม่ได้ออกทีวีไม่มีใครรู้จักไม่ได้มีชื่อเสียงที่มากขึ้นเพราะสิ่งที่เขาได้คือได้แค่ความรู้สึกได้เห็นความสุข าใจได้ความรักได้ในสิ่งที่เงินซื้อไม่ได้ได้โลกที่สวยงามกว่าเดิมในชีวิตคุณอะไรคือสิ่งที่คุณต้องการมากที่สุด
ไทยประกันชีวิตเชื่อในความดี
เขาจะไม่ได้อะไรเลยไม่ได้รวยขึ้นไม่ได้ออกทีวีไม่มีใครรู้จักไม่ได้มีชื่อเสียงที่มากขึ้นเพราะสิ่งที่เขาได้คือได้แค่ความรู้สึกได้เห็นความสุขได้เข้าใจได้ความรักได้ในสิ่งที่เงินซื้อไม่ได้ได้โลกที่สวยงามกว่าเดิมในชีวิตคุณอะไรคือสิ่งที่คุณต้องการมากที่สุด
ไทยประกันชีวิตเชื่อในความดี
I'm so glad it played. So what do you think? Are you crying? Who's crying? So why are you crying is the answer, is the question. Sorry. It's maybe the answer too. But why? Are we crying because it was a lovely video? Or was a nice man? Somewhat. That's right. Thank you. We see ourselves. We see our nature. We see the Bodhisattva of Great Compassion is exactly who we are. That's exactly who we are. And it's simple. And this is the reason why, if you ask me, I will tell you that I love Master Soda-san. And I will tell it over and over unapologetically. And it's for this reason. It's because he showed us. It's why we love all our Jesus. It's why they are the example of who we actually are. We live with equanimity, not in some grandiose superhero way, but in our daily, small, simple, everyday actions. Our selfless actions. So, with compassion and great concern for each being. So, the Heart Sutra is designed to cut through. It is designed to take away our delusion and to help us go beyond our sense of self and realize emptiness, or limitlessness, our interdependence. So there's one more thing I want to share.
I have two microphones, which is funny. One more thing I want to share is at the beginning of this order, Master Soda-san, when reading, he read many, many scriptures. But he read one that linked him to Buddhism, to Shakyamuni Buddha as his teacher, even though they had never met. And all I want to do is, if you can imagine him reading this very first paragraph of this sutra. The sutra is the Diamond Sutra. It's also the Cutting Sutra, the Vajra, which is the lightning strike of illumination, or the instrument that cuts through ignorance. So this is how it goes. It says, upon a time, the Buddha lived in Anapandika's park near the city of Shravasti with a great company of followers, even 1,250. One day, at the time of breaking fast, the world-honored one went into the great city of Shravasti to beg for his food. He begged from door to door according to rule. Once done, he returned to his retreat and took his meal. Once finished, he put away his robe and begging bowl, washed his feet, arranged his seat, and sat down. Can you imagine what Master Soda-san, when he was reading this, may have felt? Or how you feel? What do you see? In the video that we saw, it was just simple steps every day, consistently, consistent practice, consistent compassion. So my hope is, with this talk, that we just continue together to practice and to just keep cutting through together and keep trying to figure out what the Bodhisattva on the inside is and how that looks in our daily life. Thank you.
Thank you, Kathy. The spirit of Bodhisattva, that teaching is also carried in essential dharmas of daily practice. So let us recite essential dharmas, page 6 of daily practice together, and reflect on Kathy's talk this morning. Today, Helen will guide us in reading this sutras.
Essential dharmas of daily practice. 1. The mind is originally free from disturbance, but disturbances arise in response to sensory conditions. Let us restore the equanimity of our true nature by letting go of disturbances. 2. The mind is originally free from delusion, but delusions arise in response to sensory conditions. Let us restore the wisdom of our true nature by letting go of delusions. 3. The mind is originally free from wrongdoing, but wrongdoings arise in response to sensory conditions. Let us restore the precepts of our true nature by letting go of wrongdoings. 4. Let us replace disbelief, greed, laziness, and ignorance with belief, zeal, questioning, and dedication. 5. Let us turn resentment into gratitude. 6. Let us turn dependency into self-reliance. 7. Let us turn reluctance to learn into willingness to learn well. 8. Let us turn reluctance to teach into willingness to teach well. 9. Let us turn lack of public spirit into eagerness to serve the good of all.
Two retreats are upcoming in April and in May. The April retreat is about journaling, how to journal, how to express yourself through writing practice. That's in April with guest teacher Dr. Reverend Grace from the One Institute of Graduate Studies. In May, we have another retreat. Title is Your Life is Your Practice over the Memorial Day weekend in May. You can find these flyers in our lobby. Also, you can visit our website to find more information. This coming Thursday, our Thursday Dharma class will be resumed at 7 p.m. this Thursday, March 7th. Lastly, you have an opportunity to financially support our temple community through becoming a monthly sustainer, or simply you can drop your contribution into our donation boxes in our lobby. Please keep in mind that the One Dharma Temple relies on your donations to reaching out to our community and maintain these programs. Page 9. Morning prayer song. Dharma Kaya Buddha, fourfold grace, I begin a new day in your presence. Today full of health and with peace of mind. May I walk along the path of the Buddha. Dharmakaya Buddha, fourfold grace, I begin a new day with your grace. Today, gratefully and with gentle words, may I live in harmony with all those I meet. Dharmakaya Buddha, fourfold grace, I begin a new day with compassion. Today, making the world a more loving place, may I do all that I can for one world. Today, our members Clark and Gilad brought cookies and donuts. So our temple community practitioners, you're welcome to stop by our dining hall for your companionship sharing. And our retreat people, you'll stay here for your closing circle. Is that true? Starting at 11:30. Thank you for joining our service this morning. I'll see you next Sunday.